It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
And tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're happy to be joined by the head coach of the RMAC Championship men's wrestling team from CSC. It's Brett Hunter with us to talk about all kinds of CSC wrestling things, primarily that championship. Coach, congratulations on winning the conference. First time since 1995, and so a great accomplishment. That had to feel so good over the weekend when you got it done.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate that. And yeah, 1995, 29 years ago, that's a long time. And it was fun to do it at home and kind of have it sealed up. And, kudos to the guys and the support we've got all season. And, it was definitely a special moment that I'll always remember.
Yeah, what was the celebration, the atmosphere like at the end when you finally finished off Pueblo 31-10? You took care of them pretty easily, but once everything was done and the fans could all celebrate inside the gym, what was that moment like? Describe it for folks.
Yeah, it was kind of what I anticipated. I think, we've been talking about it for, 3-4 weeks now, knowing that it could be a possibility, and then when it finally happened and we took care of business, it was pretty cool. And to have the commissioner and the president there to support us as well and present it to us, it was definitely a memory that I know the guys will never forget, and definitely a special moment in my coaching career.
Is it kind of like college basketball when a top team gets upset, knocked off, the fans rush the court? Did the fans rush the mat down there and jump around and celebrate in that kind of wild manner?
Yeah, they did. That was kind of more of against Adams State when it came down to the last match, and we got that win. And but with Pueblo, obviously they had to present, so we didn't get the full rush attack after like we did with the Adams State duel. But it was awesome. The other student athletes on campus were there and supported us, and were there to celebrate with us, and I think that's pretty special.
Yeah, that's really special, and I'm really sad I missed it over the weekend. The illness and different varying sicknesses and things have been going around. It finally got me on the weekend. I could barely move, so I didn't get a chance to get out there, unfortunately. I know you yourself were sick last week and feeling much better, of course, but your team, speaking of illness and injury and all the adversity you've gone through, you guys have had a lot of sickness and different duels and matches. You've had to shift the lineup and all kinds of illness and things to work through. How have you been able to really overcome all of that to be 7-0 in the RMAC and where you're at right now? It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. I think, we had to have some luck. Obviously, the group has been resilient and gritty and tough all year. And we've battled some injuries. We've lost some key guys early on in the year, and we had some sicknesses. And so, the past couple of duels, we were kind of hoping that we can get everyone, that's been wrestling in the lineup. But that just didn't happen because of the sicknesses. But, I think it goes to say a lot about our program in terms of we have the depth and guys that were needed to step up. They stepped up and did their job. And, it's just been a fun year, and I'm extremely proud of the guys and their resiliency and their commitment to each other, commitment to the program. And, it was this was talked about. This was our mission. The very first meeting of the year in August is that we wanted to accomplish this, and something we continue to talk about all season. And, we got the job done. And so now we just got to move forward.
Coach Brett Hunter, CSC Men's Wrestling, is our guest on the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank tonight. Coach, you talked about back in August, you started looking at this, you wanted to win the RMAC, and a great goal, and you guys have that goal almost every year, I'm sure, is you want to win the RMAC, and you come in at preseason number 4 in the coaches' poll. There was a coach out there that gave you a first-place vote, and I know you can't vote for your own team. Do you know who gave you that first-place vote by chance?
I don't.
Okay, I don't. They nailed it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I think with the group that we had, we knew we were going to be special, and that's something I told the guys again in August, and I continue to remind them that this group's going to be remembered for one or two ways, and a group that accomplished what we wanted to accomplish or a group that underachieved, and we just continued to talk about that. And, they just did a good job all season of staying consistent, and I think you need that in our league to go out and wrestle every week, sometimes twice a week, and do your part and do your job. And they did a really good job of that, and they never complained, making weight multiple times a week. And we have some guys that are cutting a lot of weight, and it can become pretty difficult. And again, I'm just extremely proud of the guys and our staff and our administration for just continuing to work hard and persevering.
Coach, can you take us through the highlights, the significant moments? I'm sure there were plenty in the duel with Pueblo, a 31-10 win Saturday to wrap up the official RMAC championship, a little ahead of the schedule too. You still have a couple of events left, but it's already yours, that championship. So you beat Pueblo 31-10. What were the big highlight moments on Saturday night to you?
Obviously, when you don't have all 10 guys win, there's some bitterness there. But I think the way that we started the duel off with the pin, a tech fall, and another pin, and then a major decision and going up 21-0 says a lot about those guys that they've done that all year, starting our duels off the right way. And I think the big match is Reese Jacobs, who's he's a football player, true freshman. And he joined our program a couple weeks ago. And he's got 2 matches on his belt. And he wrestles the number 11th ranked guy in the country. And Reese goes out and beats him 14-5.
Wow.
And so that was a big moment for Reese. We're pleased to have him in our program. And but ultimately, all 10 guys did a good job. And when 10 guys do a good job, usually that results in wins. And that's kind of what we've done all season.
So how did Reese, come to you and say, hey, I think I can help out, or I want to continue wrestling, I love it, but I miss it. And then you say, hey, Jay, can we borrow one of your guys for the rest of the season, or maybe make him a two-sport athlete? It's amazing that he was able to jump in and be so impactful. I'm curious how that developed, putting him on your roster and getting him involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew Reese at high school. I definitely wanted him to be a part of the program. And he decided to do football. But the chancellor, Paul Thurman, actually reached out and told me, hey, this kid's legit. This kid's tough. Mm-hmm. If you get the opportunity, try and get him to wrestle for you. And it actually happened after Colorado School of Mines, our duel against them. And we won that match. And it was a great crowd, great environment. And he came and talked to me directly after the duel. And then on Monday, he was at practice, and he's been there ever since. And right now his only focus is wrestling. And then when wrestling's over and the fall hits, he'll be a football player, and then, he'll come back and wrestle for us. So we're definitely happy, to have a relationship with Coach Long. Him and I are great friends, and we can kind of work on these situations where maybe a kid wants to do both. And so, we also have a couple other football players that come in and practice with their heavyweight and just give them different looks. And I'm definitely grateful for that and the relationship I have with the football players and their staff. So it's worked out.
Yeah, that's cool, and it helps that Coach Long was a wrestler and a football player himself, too, kind of knows how to make that work as a dual-sport athlete in those two very rigorous sports in college. Awesome story about Reese and his contribution as we visit with Brett Hunter, the men's wrestling coach here at Shadron State College, on our Sports Journal show tonight. So now you've got Simon Frazier coming up. That'll be in Golden on Thursday, and if you beat the Simon Frazier squad out of Canada, you're going to be 8-0 in the RMAC, and just, I guess, give our listeners how give them the thought on how hard it really is to go undefeated in the RMAC in wrestling. It's a good, tough wrestling conference, and you guys have a chance to do it.
Yeah, no, it's extremely hard. It's something that, you know, since I was an athlete here in 2004, 2005, my freshman year, you know, it's something that we've been trying to do ever since, and we haven't got the job done. So it's extremely difficult. I think the biggest part is having 10 guys plus some extra guys that, you know, obviously stay committed, stay injury free, a lot of luck, you know, and then when you're wrestling at home, you know, having that support. And I think, you know, there's multiple duels where the home crowd definitely helped us. And so consistency is the biggest thing. And this group did it. And, you know, we have, four or five, 6 year seniors, and we have a couple grad students in our lineup. So we knew it was a veteran squad, and this was the group that was going to do it. And we kind of knew that to begin with. We just needed to keep them healthy and keep them working hard and staying locked in. And they did that. So it is difficult, extremely difficult. And it's taken me 12 years as the head wrestling coach to get this done. And you never know if you'll get this opportunity again. So we're definitely happy where we are.
What do you make of Simon Frazier and the matchup coming up this week, Coach? Are they going to be a pretty tough opponent for you, or is this one where you feel pretty confident that you'll get to that undefeated mark? Maybe a little preview of the Simon Frazier matchup coming up for our fans.
Yeah, you know, Simon Frazier, I think they're 0-6 in the league right now, but they have four or five individuals that are going to be difficult, especially their heavyweight. Their heavyweight's really good. You know, depending on what we do, we still got a few injuries going on from our last duel, but we're confident. We're going to go in there and do our best. And I think if we do that and take care of business and finish the job, that's kind of what we're telling the guys right now. Like, I know we're RMAC champs, but we got to continue to work hard and we got to finish what we started. And so I think we'll be fine. And the guys will go out and finish their dual season, conference season undefeated.
Well, you're really putting together a special year up there, Coach, and excited for the guys this week and then moving into regionals and nationals, too. There'll be plenty to talk about with you again on the show. We'll have you back and appreciate you tonight. Talking RMAC Championship Men's Wrestling with us, Head Coach Brett Hunter. Brett, congrats to you and the fellas once again. What a remarkable achievement. Go get them this week down in Golden, and good luck in regionals. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Dave, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo. For more Eagles content online. Line.